愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们请来看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 10, chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节
，Verse ten，
以弗所书第二章第十节
，Ephesians chapter two, verse ten， 请。For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这个第十节说，我们是他的工作。
Verse ten says we are God's workmanship.
我们是神的工作。
We are God's workmanship.
这个我们就是指着每一个。信主耶稣的人
The we here refers to each person who is a believer of Jesus Christ.
我们知道世界上大部分人拜神都是有目的的
We know that most of the people in this world have a purpose when they worship God.
那大部分的目的就是发财跟保平安
But most of the time, their purpose is to gain peace or become rich.
所以他们要判断他们拜的神好不好，就是有没有发财，有没有平安。
So they judge whether their God is the God they worship is good by whether they became wealthy or they're at peace.
但是这个第十节他说我们是神的工作。
But verse ten says we are God's workmanship.
也就是今天的我跟还没有信耶稣的我是不同的。
Which means the me today is different from the me who was not a believer of Jesus Christ before.
那这个不同。是神的工作。
And the difference is in the fact we are his now his workmanship.
有时候我们觉得很难了解，我信耶稣跟不信到底有什么不同。
Sometimes it's hard for us to decipher what is the difference in me before and after I believe in Jesus Christ.
圣经是说有不同。
But the Bible says there is a difference.
这个是神的工作。
And this is God's work.
如果信主的我跟不信的我没有不同，那神就没有工作了。
If there's nothing different about us from before we believe in Christ until after, then God has not worked in us.
那我们从第二章至少可以看到几个不同。
And so from in chapter 2, we can see a few of these differences.
我们看第二章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1.
请。
And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
看到第三节。
Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
第四节。
Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us.
第五节。
Verse 5, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved.
这个第一节说我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Verse 1 says we were dead in trespasses and sins.
在神的标准之下我们都有罪。
So under God's standards, we all are sinners.
那罪的结果就是死。
And the wage of death is death. Sin is death.
那这死有两个重要的意义。
And there's two important meanings to death.
第一个就是我们肉体活得几十年会死。
The first is our physical bodies will live for a few decades and then die.
没有一个人不会死。
So there's not a person who will not go through death.
因为每一个人都有罪。
Because everyone has sin.
罪的结果就是死。
And the result of sin is death.
那死的原因就是罪。
And the reason for death is sin.
那第二个死就是跟神的关系切断。
And the second meaning of death is to have our relationship with God severed.
神是生命的本身。
God is himself life.
跟神的关系切断，我们就没有永生。
So if we're cut off from God himself, then we do not have eternal life.
一生活七十岁，强壮到八十岁。
We may live 70 years, and if by reason of strength, 80 years.
但是人不能够超过七八十年的生活。
But we cannot go beyond our 70 or 80 years.
这个叫做人生。
This is what we call a lifetime.
但是当我们信耶稣有一个极大的改变。
But when we believe in Jesus, there's a drastic change.
第五节我们刚刚读的。
Verse 5.
我们死在过犯的时候便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Even when we were dead in trespasses, we were made alive together with Christ.
这个就在受洗的时候。
And this happens during baptism.
我们受洗的时候进到水里面。
When we are baptized, we are immersed in the water.
与主同死。
We die with Christ.
同埋葬。
We are buried with Christ.
我们从水里上来与主同复活。
When we emerge from the water, then we resurrect with Christ.
所以罪被赦免，被拿掉。
So our sins are removed from us.
那罪拿掉就没有死。
When our sins are removed, then we will not die.
所以信主的人不会死。
And so therefore, those who believe in Christ will not die.
死叫做睡了。
Death is simply being asleep.
睡了表示他还会再醒过来。
When you're sleeping, it means that one day you'll wake up again.
所以我们去参加一个有信仰人的丧礼，虽然离别是很难过，但是大家都得到安慰。
And so when we attend the memorial service of a believer of Christ, even though it's hard to part with them, we are all very comforted.
因为有一天他会活过来。
Because one day they will wake up.
这个叫做盼望。
And that's what it's called hope.
而且活过来的那一天叫做复活。
And the day that they wake up is the resurrection.
复活是荣耀的身体。
And when they resurrect, they will resurrect in a glorious body.
复活是属灵的身体。
And into a spiritual body.
复活要承接属灵的国，就是天国。
And to resurrect to receive the heavenly kingdom, a spiritual kingdom.
那是好的无比的。
And that is far better than anything.
那在我们从水里面上来那一个时刻。
So the moment we come out of the water.
我们跟神重新建立了关系。
We have reestablished a relationship with God.
跟生命的泉源连接在一起。
We're now connected back to that source of life.
所以我们就有永生。
So then we have eternal life.
这就是第一个神在我们身上的工作。
So that is the first work of God in our lives.
把罪拿掉，把死废掉。
To remove sin and to banish death.
让我们重新得到生命。
So that we can regain life.
那第二个工作。
And the second workmanship.
如果我们看第二节。
Verse 2.In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
如果我们对一个人说，你看起来像魔鬼，你想他会怎么回应？
If we tell someone you have the face of a devil, how do you think he will react?
他一定觉得非常的生气。
He will be very offended.
你怎么把我形容作魔鬼？
How can you describe me to compare to the devil?
但是如果我们说你这个人看起来像天使，
But if we say you have the face of an angel,
他一定非常的高兴。
Then he will be very happy.
因为天使是好的。
Because angels are good.
魔鬼是不好的。
And devil is bad.
但是我们还没有信主以前，
But before we believe in Christ,
这里告诉我们。
This verse tells us,
第二节，
Verse 2,
行事为人随从今世的风俗。
We walked according to the course of this world.
如果我们单读这一句话，我们不会觉得什么不好。
Just reading this phrase alone seems pretty benign.
社会有社会的文化。
That there's cultures and the way the society works.
社会有社会的传统。
There are traditions and the things that this world follows.
所以我们常常听人说，到美国来要融入美国的主流文化里面。
So we hear immigrants who come to this country say we have to somehow get into the mainstream culture.
我们要跟美国认同。
We have to acknowledge and be like the Americans.
因为我们活在这个社会。
Because we live in this culture.
美国有美国的传统。
And so Americans have their traditions and culture.
所以很多人认为下一代能够看起来像美国人，以这个为一种骄傲。
And so many immigrants are proud of the fact that their children seem just like every other American.
那这个第二节告诉我们，我们呢没有信主以前呢，做人做事随从今世的风俗。
And so verse 2 says, we once walked according to the course of this world.
所以人活越久，跟一个人的传统文化差不多是息息相关了，没有办法分开。
So a person's age is closely tied to their cultures and their beliefs that were established in them.
但是如果我们再深入一点，看文化的背后是什么？
But if we were to go deeper and see what is behind a culture,
我们就会吓一跳。
Then we may be amazed.
这是你没有办法选择的。
Meaning you didn't have a choose. You didn't choose.
所以如果我们第二节在下面再读。
Verse 2, if we continue reading.
顺从空中掌权者的首领，这个空中有一个掌权，它很有力量，它是当头的。
According to the prince of the power of the air, so someone with a lot of power.
那我们还没有信主以前，我们是顺从那个掌权者的首领。
So before we were believers, we walked according to this power.
为什么
？Why？
因为当我们顺从文化跟传统的时候。
Because when we walk according to our culture or background,
当然不是每一个文化跟传统，但是大部分的文化跟传统啊，那个背后啊，就是有一个灵的力量。
Of course, there are exceptions, but there are many parts of our traditions are there's a power of the spirit behind it.
啊，比方说我们要叫人来信耶稣，对中国人来讲哈，最大的障碍就是拜祖先。
For example, if we were to preach to Chinese, their biggest obstacle is the fact that they have to worship their ancestors.
因为他把拜祖先跟孝道连在一起。
Because they've connected worship of their ancestors to being filial and obedient to their parents.
不错，人有孝心，这是好的。
And of course, it's wonderful to honor your parents.
但是当一个人开始在拜祖先。
But when a person starts worshiping his ancestors,
第一个，他真的拜到祖先吗
？First of all, have they truly worshiped their ancestors?
在一个人断气的时候，神就把他的灵拿走。
When a person takes his last breath, God takes the soul away.
他已经不在这个世界。
That person no longer is in this world.
所以拜不到祖先。
So there's no way for us to actually worship our ancestors.
但是如果我们真的拜到祖先。
And let's say that we were able to.
哇，你拜完之后东西把它吃掉，下一次你也不敢拜。
If they truly were to eat the plate of food you offered to them, you might be scared, and not worship them the next time.
所以拜祖先再讲清楚一点，就是拜到魔鬼。
And so, if we were to clarify, actually worshiping your ancestors is worshiping the devil.
所以这个本身就是阻碍我们的信仰。
And this in itself is an obstacle to our faith.
但是人不没有这一种知识。
But sometimes we don't have that knowledge.
所以一直强调要孝顺，所以要拜祖先。
And so we emphasize that if you were to honor your parents, then you have to worship them.
那如果我们要传给回教徒
，And if we want to preach to Muslims,
回教徒多妻。
Muslims practice polygamy.
这个就是一个人可以娶好几个太太。
Meaning a man can have many wives.
这是他们所合法的。
This is lawful for them.
但是如果我们回到圣经来看
，But if we were to come back to the Bible,
多妻是犯奸淫。
Polygamy is an act of adultery.
这是很严重的罪。
It's serious.
所以这个文化的背后常常就是魔鬼的工作。
And so Satan's work is often behind these cultural these cultures.
因此，我们还没有信主耶稣之前，魔鬼借着文化在控制我们，但是我们自己不知道。
So therefore, before we believe in Christ, the Satan may try to control us through our cultures, but we may not be aware of it.
又比较说现在的美国。
For example, in the United States.
年轻人同居苟合很平常。
It's very common for people to live together before they get married.
这是文化。
This is now culture.
这也变成一种传统。
And it becomes a tradition, something common.
但是这个传统跟文化的背后，其实就是魔鬼。
But behind that culture and the tradition is the Satan.
因为魔鬼希望人犯罪得罪神。
Because Satan wants everyone to sin against God.
所以他就可以跟神，他就可以跟魔鬼同一国。
So then that person could be in the same kingdom as the devil.
好，我们现在回来看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 2.
第二节的下半句。
Verse 2.
现今悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
什么叫悖逆之子
？What is the sons of disobedience?
就是不愿意顺服神。
It is those who refuse to obey and submit to God.
所以有的人说我的理性很发达，我读很多的书，这个信仰没有办法通过我头脑，我没有办法信。
So some people say I'm very educated and I'm very rational. I can't make sense of this religion and therefore I can't believe it.
看起来这个人是教育水准很高，文化水准很高。
It seems as if this person is highly educated and very cultured.
但是其实从圣经来看，这个人的灵里面有一个灵在运行。
But from the view of the Bible, there's a spirit working inside this person.
所以他很难信耶稣。
And so it makes it very hard for them to believe in Jesus.
所以在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
So the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
所以因为文化的影响，再来一个看不见灵界的影响，所以我们每一天的生活， 如果看第三节。
And so because of the influence of culture and the influence of the spirit, we can see what happens in verse 3.
放纵肉体的私欲，顺着肉体心中所喜爱的去行。
We all conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
如果我们不看下一句，这也不错啊。我想怎么生活就怎么生活，只要我过得快乐就好。
If we were to just read us alone, we think, what's wrong with that? I want to live happy.
那下一句就是说，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
But then it concludes by saying, and we're by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
所以我们在神的面前叫做可怒之子。
So then before God, we will be children of wrath.
神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
God's wrath is daily upon us.
但是我们不知道。
And we're just unaware.
所以没有信主之前。
So before we were believers.
我们不但是在死中。
Not only are we in death,
我们也活在魔鬼的控制之中。
We live under the subjection of the devil.
那现在信了主耶稣。
And now that we have believed in Christ,
我们活在生命里面。
We live in life.
不但这样。
And not only so.
我们从魔鬼的权下改变成另外一个属灵的状态。
We come out of the grasp of Satan, to another situation.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章的21节、22节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. In whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. 22. In whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
这个地方讲我们联络成为主的殿。
Here says that we are being joined together into a holy temple in the Lord.
一个很卑微的人。
We are a very worthless person.
要变成主的殿。
To become a holy temple of the Lord.
那二十二节。
Verse 22.
渐渐成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And are being built together for habitation of God in the Spirit.
所以至高的神今天借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And so the highest God through the Holy Spirit now dwells in us.
这是极大的恩典。
What a great grace that is.
你想想看，你有办法请美国的总统在你家住一夜吗？
Think about it. Are you able to invite the President of the United States to spend one night at your house?
这个差不多是不可能。
It's an impossibility.
但是至高的神天天住在我们里面，与我们同在。
But the highest God daily dwells with us in our hearts.
借着他的同在，我们体会到平安跟喜乐。
And through his abidance, we can experience peace and joy.
借着他的同在，我们天天体会到神的恩典。
And through his abidance, we daily can experience his blessings.
所以这是神的工作。
So this is the work of God.
在耶稣基督里造成的。
And this is a workmanship in Christ Jesus.
好，我们现在回来看第二章。
Let's now turn to chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
12节
Verse 12 That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
在旧约时代除了犹太人称为选民其他叫做外邦人
So in the Old Testament, the chosen people were the Israelites and everyone else is a Gentile.
这个外邦人就是跟神的福气没有关
A Gentile means they have nothing to do with the blessings of God.
只有选民跟神的福气才有关系
Only the chosen people have the blessing of God.
所以十二节说在所应许的诸约是局外人跟我没有关系的
And so in verse 12, it says thatYou're an alien, and a stranger.
并且活在世界上没有指望，
and having
没有神，
no hope and without God in the world.
所以一个人我们还没有信耶稣以前，基本上我们是没有盼望的。
And so a person before he believes in Christ has no hope.
有很短暂的盼望。
They may have temporary, hope.
我们说当学生盼望能够毕业。
So when you're a student, you hope to graduate.
再来盼望找到好工作。
Then you hope to find a job.
所以每一个年龄的阶段都有一个目标。
And so at every age bracket, there's a goal.
但是不同的年龄阶段把它连在一起，到底为什么找不到一个目标？
But if you were to connect all of these brackets together, what's the final goal? You can't seem to pinpoint it.
所以这里叫做没有指望。
And so here it summarizes this as having no hope.
You know, 没有神。
Because we don't have God.
那现在在主耶稣里面。
But now in Christ Jesus,
我们就找到人生的集中追求。
We found the goal of our life.
啊，人生的集中追求就是要回到父那里去。
That in everything that we do, our life is to return to the Father.
哦，我们有一个天上的神。
We have a God in heaven.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our Father.
所以我们最后就是要回到天父那里去。
And so ultimately, our goal is to return to Him.
这个就是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
啊，所以我们从没有信变成有信，在外在好像没有什么改变。
And so when we go from non-believing to believing, outwardly seems like nothing has changed.
但是其实是很大的改变。
But actually the change is drastic.
啊，我们从死亡进到生命。
We went from death into life.
从魔鬼的权柄进到神的同在。
From being under the rule of Satan to being under God.
从一个没有盼望的人变成一个有活泼盼望的人。
From a person without any hope to one with a living hope.
哇，这是极大的恩典。
What a great grace that is.
好，我们现在回来看第二章，以弗所书第二章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2.
我们刚读的这个第四节。
We just read
第十节。
Verse 10.
这里说我们是神的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的。
Says we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
为什么主耶稣要改变我们？
So why does the Lord Jesus want to change us?
要从过去的我改变成为现在的我，到底目的在哪里？
To change from the me in the past to the me in the future, what's the goal?
啊，这里讲为着叫我们行善。
It says it is for good works.
啊，就是神预备叫我们行的。
Which is what God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in.
哦，所以这句话是对每一个信耶稣的人一个提醒。
So this is a reminder to each believer of Jesus Christ.
神改变我们有目的，要叫我们行善。
There's a purpose to why God changes us, and it is to do good works.
哦，当我们一想到行善，常常是指着在世界上所谓的慈善事业。
Oftentimes we associate doing good works as being charitable in this world.
那这个也是行善。
That is a form of good work.
所以如果我们看到很多的报道，美国是全世界里面慈善事业做得最多的一个国家。
And so if we were to look in the statistics, the United States is the most giving in this world.
哦，因为这一个国家是在基督教的传统啊建立起来的。
Because a nation was built upon the foundation of Christianity.
那圣经的精神就是施比受更有福。
And the spirit of the Bible teaches us to give is to more blessed than to receive.
所以整个社会的文化有这种慈善的观念。
So in the culture, there's this sense of giving.
哦，但是如果我们回到东方的国家，我们就没有这个观念。
But if you were to go to Eastern nations, we don't have that concept.
那我们看美国几个比较富有的人，其实都公开发表过，他们死的少部分留给子孙，大部分要捐给慈善事业。
And many of the most wealthy Americans have openly said that when they die, they'll give a small part of their fortune to their children, but the majority will be for charities.
这是不简单的。
And that's, that's not easy.
几百亿、几千亿的美金要捐给慈善事业。
Tens of millions and billions of dollars will be just donated to charity.
这个是圣经精神的影响。
And this is due to the influence of the Bible.
所以我们信主之后要行善。
And so after we become believers, we have to do good, do charity.
有时候我们看为什么天主教很有钱。
Sometimes we may wonder why the Catholic Church is so wealthy.
其实天主教没有在做事业。
The Catholic Church doesn't do any business, conduct any business.
因为天主教很多的信徒在死了之后，把财产都捐给教会。
But many Catholics, upon their death, will donate their life fortunes to the church.
你只要有几个信徒把财产都捐给教会，教会就很有钱了。
If it just takes a few wealthy members to do that, for the church to become very prosperous and wealthy.
那即使我们做不到这样，至少有一天我们死了，我们财产的十分之一总是要捐给教会。
And maybe we may not be able to do that, but at least upon our death, we can leave 10% to the church.
因为这个十分之一是圣经的道理。
Because the 10% tithe is a principle in the Bible.
所以如果每个人离世都把十分之一捐给教会，教会也很有钱。
So if each person leaves a 10% of their net worth to the church upon their death, then the church will also be very wealthy.
所以我们是神的工作，在基督里造成的，目的要叫我们行善。
And so we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And so we are made to do good, to do
少年的财主来见主耶稣。
The young rich man came to see Jesus.
他说要得永生。
He says he wants to inherit the kingdom of
heaven. 主耶稣第一个问，诫命你是晓得的。
And he first asked him that he knew the commandments.
啊，他说我从小就遵守了。
He says I've kept them since I'm young.
主耶稣给他第二条。
Then Jesus asked him a second question.
变卖所有，分给穷人。
Sell everything you have and give to the poor.
这个就是这里讲的啊，行善。
So here it is good works.
那你就有财宝在天上。
Then you will have treasures in heaven.
所以行善不是一种损失。
And so to give and to be charitable is not a loss for you.
行善是把地上的富足改变成为天上的富足。
And to do good in this world is to exchange it for the riches in heaven.
但是这个少年财主他想要得永生在天国，但是他不愿把地上的富足转变到天上的富足。
So this young rich man, even though he wanted treasures in heaven, but he's unwilling to make the exchange from his physical wealth to the spiritual wealth.
所以他就离开了主耶稣。
And so he left the Lord Jesus.
因此我们要记得神要我们行善。
So we have to remember that the Lord Jesus wants us to do good works, to be charitable.
如果我们了解这个行善只是一种物质上一种捐书，那这不是圣经真正的意思。
But if our understanding of good works is just on the giving of physical wealth, then this is not all that is meant in the Bible.
圣经的意思行善是更广阔的。
The good works in the Bible is broader than that.
如果我们看米迦书。
If we were to look at Micah.
米迦书的第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
米迦书第六章。
Micah 6.
第八节。
Micah 6, 8.
米迦书第六章第八节。
Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这个地方讲，世人啊，人已经指示你什么是善的，他向你要的是什么
？O man, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you?
神要我们要什么？
What does the Lord require of us?
前面一句话就是指示你何为善，就是神要我们在地上行善。
Here says he has shown you what is good, so he wants us to do good.
那神看的善是什么？
And what is good in God's eyes?
接下去就提三件事情。
It then says three things.
这个就是我们信耶稣以后，神要叫我们做的。
And these are the things that Jesus wants us to do after we become believers in Him.
那如果我们一件一件来比较来看，我们真的还需要很大的努力。
And if we were to compare ourselves to these one by one, we can see that there's a long way for us to go.
第一件事情要行公义。
The first is to do justly.
什么是公义？
What is just being just?
公义就是在神看起来是对的。
Being just or to do justly means you do what is right in God's eyes.
神的本性是公义的。
God's nature is just.
所以神要我们做他认为对的事情。
So God wants to do what is right in His eyes.
但是问题，神认为对跟我们认为对是不一样的。
The problem is that we may not be aligned with God on what is right.
神认为对跟社会的文化传统是不一样的。
And what God thinks is right may not align with that of the world.
所以要行公义，就是不断要对神认识更清楚。
And so to do justly requires that we continue to know God better and better.
那要对神认识更清楚，就是要圣经越读越熟。
And to be clear on God's words. And so it requires for us to read the Bible.
也就是说，当我们的行为跟圣经神的话一致的时候，我们就在行公义。
So it means that when our behaviors are aligned with God's words, then we are doing, we're doing justly.
那如果我们真的圣经读得很熟，当一面镜子来照我们自己，我们就发现我们真的有很多要改变的地方。
And so if we were to read the Bible very carefully and use it like a mirror to reflect upon ourselves, you can see the many places that we can work on.
那以赛亚书里面讲，公义的果效就是平安。
And so the in book of Isaiah says that the fruit of just doing justly is peace.
所以有时候平安不需要求。
Sometimes you don't need to actually pray for peace.
有公义。平安就会来到。
If you do justly, then peace will come to you.
为什么公义会带来平安？
Why does doing justly bring you peace?
因为公义的地方就是没有罪。
Because where there is justice, there's no sin.
没有罪就有神的同在。
When there is no sin, then there is the abundance of God.
有神的同在， 就有平安。
Where there is the abidance of God, there is peace.
但是倒过来讲，如果我们没有公义，你怎么祷告也没有平安。
Conversely, if you don't do justly, then no matter how hard you pray, you may not have the peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为不义，神就不会同在。
Where there is unrighteousness, there is no God's abidance.
而神不会同在，我们就没有平安。
When there is not the abidance of God, we will not have peace.
我们看以赛亚书32章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 32.
以赛亚书32:16.
Isaiah 32:16. Isaiah 32:16. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. 17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. 18. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, and secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places.
这个十八节是一个很美的应许。
Verse 18 is a beautiful promise.
我的百姓要住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇的所在。
My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation and secure dwellings and in quiet resting places.
这个真的是我们的向往，我们心里所向往的。
And these are things that we seek for in our lives.
但是这个是十七节的果的结果。
But this is the result of verse 17.
公义的果效是平安，公义的效验是平稳。
The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance.
所以神要我们什么？
So what does the Lord require of us?
第一个要行公义。
The first is to do justly.
不断地认识神。
To continue to get to know God better.
使我们的生活在神看起来是对的。
So that as we live our lives, it is right before God's eyes.
这个就是神向我们所要的。
And this is what the Lord requires of us.
好，那我们现在回来看，弥迦书第六章。
Let's turn back to Micah 6.
弥迦书第六章的第八节。
Micah 6:8.
只要你们行公义，好怜悯。这个第二个神让我们所要就是好怜悯。
So the second is to love mercy.
好怜悯就是我们对别人的态度。
To love mercy is reflected in our attitude towards others.
这是一个个人主义的社会。
We live in an individualistic world.
所以来到美国很多人觉得很孤单。
So many people who come to the United States feel very lonely.
因为你的事是你的事，我的事是我的事。
Because your business is yours and my business is mine.
所以你的事跟我没有关。
So we don't have, you know, there's nothing to do with each other.
但是当我们看圣经怎么讲。
But what does the Bible say?
说神所要是要好怜悯。
Just what the Lord requires is to love mercy.
这个怜悯就是对别人要有爱心。
To love mercy is to show others love.
这个是神所要的。
And this is what the Lord requires.
好，那我们现在看主耶稣留下的榜样。
And let's see the Lord Jesus' example.
他怎么来表现他的怜悯。
How did he demonstrate his mercy?
好，我们看马可福音第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章
Mark 6
34节
Verse 34
马可六章34节
Mark 6:34 And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
34节讲主耶稣看见许多人就怜悯他们
34 says, Jesus came out and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them.
其实如果我们回到31节
If we were to look back in verse 31,
主耶稣对门徒说我们到旷野去在那里休息休息
Jesus had told his disciples, let's come aside by ourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while.
因为人多连吃饭的功夫也没有
Because there are so many people going and coming, they don't even have time to eat.
所以他希望能休息，他希望能够吃饭。
So the Lord Jesus was hoping to take a rest and eat.
所以32节，他就暗暗地坐船到旷野去。
And so 32, they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves.
但是33节啊，大家啊，主耶稣还没有到，大家已经走路，已经到那里去等他。
But in verse 33, the multitude saw them departing, and many knew him, ran there on foot, and they arrived before they got there.
想想看，如果我们是主耶稣
，So think about it. If we were the Lord Jesus Christ,
我很累
，I'm tired.
我肚子很饿
，I'm very hungry.
所以我要休息
，So I need to take a break.
哦，我要吃饭。
I need to eat.
你们是你们的事。
So yours is your own business.
啊，但是主耶稣出来，看见众人就怜悯他们。
But when Jesus he came out, he saw the great multitude and was moved with compassion for them.
因为主耶稣要把神的爱带到人间。
Because Jesus wanted to bring God's love to humankind.
因为有神的爱，所以人的问题就变成他的问题。
And because of God's love, their problems became his problems.
所以他就开始教训他们许多的道理。
And so he began to teach them many things.
人所有的问题，根本的问题就是不认识神。
So the core of many of our problems is the fact that we don't know God.
所以教训他们许多道理，让他们能够认识神。
So he taught them many things so that they can come to know God.
所以今天如果我们要做主所认为的行善，我们就是要跟主耶稣一样。
And so today, if we want to do what God considers to be a good work, then we need to be like the Lord Jesus.
当我们被神的爱充满
，When we're filled with God's love，
我们在看一个人没有得到救恩
，When we see someone who has not received salvation，
你就会很怜悯他。
You will have a lot of compassion towards them.
为什么
？Why？
因为他没有永生。
Because he doesn't have eternal life.
因为他在魔鬼的控制之下
，Because he's under the control of Satan.
因为他活着没有盼望
，Because he is living a life without hope.
所以我们有这个怜悯的心，就会想要传福音。
So when we have that heart of compassion, then we will want to preach the gospel.
希望他能得救
，And we hope that they can come and be saved.
希望他能认识神
，We hope that they can come to know God.
这个叫做行善。
And that's what it means to do good work.
所以行善已经远远超过一些物质上的捐助。
And so good works is far exceeding just giving of some physical goods.
行善就是跟主耶稣一样，怜悯众人，开始传福音给他们。
Doing good works is like the Lord Jesus here is having compassion on the multitude and to preach the gospel to them.
好，那我们再回来看米迦书
六章。To Micah 6.
米迦书六章的第八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse
8. 世人像这里讲世人神向你指示你什么为善，他向你所要的是什么。
He has shown you, O man, what is good and what he has required of you.
第三个，存谦卑的心与神同行。
The third here is to walk humbly with your God.
这个地方讲要与神同行。
Here says to walk with God.
这个是善的，神看为善的。
And this is what the Lord considers to be good.
我们还没有信主以前。
Before we were believers,
我就是我自己的主人。
I am my own master.
我决定我的前途。
I decide my future.
我为我自己活。
I live for myself.
我为我自己负责。
I am responsible for myself.
这个是现在大部分人的心态。
And this is the mindset of most people in this world.
但是我们洗礼之后，如果这个心态没有改变
，But if this continues to be this way after we're baptized,
我们还没有过一个神认为善的生活
，Then we have yet to live a life that is considered good by God.
圣经说我们是神重价买来的。
The Bible says we are bought at a heavy price.
重价就是主耶稣的宝血。
And that heavy price is the blood of Jesus Christ.
血就是代表生命。
And this great price is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this blood is representative of life.
所以今天的我是主耶稣付出生命的赎价，把我从罪里面买出来，从魔鬼里面买出来。
And so today, the me today is one that has been bought at a great price, with Lord Jesus' blood from Satan.
那既然是他买的，所以从受洗那天开始，我们是属于主耶稣的。
And since he's the one who bought us, out of that situation, we now belong to him.
所以为什么耶稣的前面加一个主？
That's why we add the word Lord in front of Jesus.
这不只是尊称而已。
It's not just an honorific term.
这是一个提醒。
This is a reminder.
我生命有一个主宰，就是耶稣。
There's a sovereign in my life, and that is Jesus.
他对我有主权。
He has a power or a sovereignty over me.
所以神认为善的是什么？
And so what does the Lord consider to be good?
就是在神面前谦卑与神同行。
It is to walk humbly with our God.
就是每一件事情要求问神。
Meaning in everything we ask for God's opinion.
神啊，我想要做这样做，你真的要我这样做吗？
God, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? Is it a good idea?
每一个决定留一个空间给神来改变。
In every decision, we leave some space for God to make changes.
哦，这个就是神认为善的。
And that is what God will consider to be good.
有时候我们想想看，我们活了一辈子没有再求问神过。
Sometimes we may look back in our lives and think I've lived my whole life without really asking God.
我要读什么学校，我就决定。
I decide which school I'm going to.
我要找什么工作，我就决定。
I decide which job I'm looking for.
我要跟谁结婚，我就决定。
And I decide whom I'm going to marry.
所以在我的决定过程中，神没有什么地位。
And so in my decision-making process, God has no place.
但是圣经说，我们要做神认为对的事。
But the Bible says we have to do what God considers to be good.
就是存谦卑的心跟神同行。
Which is to walk humbly with our God.
每一件事情求告神。
In everything we ask God for his opinion.
我愿意尊你为大。
And to say I yield and I give you the power to make my decision.
我愿意遵行你的旨意。
I'm willing to follow your will.
让你做我人生的主宰。
Be the Lord of my life.
所以我们回来看以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章的第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这里讲我们是神的工作。在基督里造成。
Here says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
从今以后，我们要过一个神认为善的生活。
So from this day forward, we need to lead a life that is considered good by God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
320